Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at the prayer guide focus of a better kingdom. And today's topic in that prayer guide is to be praying about a prepared kingdom. To me, it's very encouraging, and I think sometimes it gets lost in the middle of so much other information and so much other truth in Scripture. Matthew 25 is one of those chapters that just ought to grab every one of us and cause us to examine how we live. And not just how we live, but who we live for. The chapter contains a variety of stories that Jesus told, talking about the kingdom of heaven. And it's where you find the story of the crowds being separated. And part of the group being welcomed into the master's presence, to the king's presence, and part of the group being cast out, not welcomed in. And in the midst of all of that, you get the instruction that the one group served people. They fed the hungry. They visited the prisoners. They cared for the sick. They looked out for one another. And in so doing, they did all of it for the king. That was the group that was welcomed into his presence. While the other group saw the king in need and didn't realize it, because the need was present in his brothers and sisters, his people. But those that are welcomed in to the king's presence are welcomed with the words, "Come, you who are blessed." Come to the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. What an incredible statement. That this kingdom is not an afterthought. This kingdom is not unplanned. But this is a prepared kingdom. And not just simply prepared, but prepared for you. Prepared for those who will enter. As I travel, several of the hotel chains that I'm likely to use, I have a mobile app that lets me check in. And I can check in, used to be 24 hours in advance, and now they start sending me reminders 2-3 days ahead of time wanting me to check in. And I think, that just seems odd to me. Yeah. Number one, most of the time, the uncertainty of this world, especially the policy, allows me to cancel sometimes the day of, but at least the day before, if something comes up, if things change, if the needs that I'm addressing haven't been finished. And I've not looked into it. I've always wondered if I check in 2 days early and something happens, is that cancellation policy still valid? But regardless, that's one of those sidetrack rabbit trails that the early morning hours bring sometimes. But after doing so, sometime later in the day, if I check in the morning, if I leave where I'm at and check in as I hit the road to where my next destination is, sometime during the day, I will generally get a notification that my room is ready, that it's been prepared for me, that simply stop by the front desk and pick up a key. Sometimes the key is delivered to my phone now. I don't even have to stop at the front desk. It's just, we've prepared this for you. There have been times in my life where I've not planned ahead. And I've traveled with my family, and we've not made reservations anywhere. We've just stopped as we've gone. And we get tired, we'd start looking for exit signs and advertisements for lodging, and simply stop and see if they had room. And most of the time that worked okay, except for the times when it didn't. And there were nights where we were in an area not aware of how popular it was at that particular time, and there would not be a room to be found anywhere. And to be turned away, to be sent back out into the night, to drive to the next exit, only to have that repeated, it is not a pleasant thing. It would have been much nicer to have walked into one place and said, and have heard those words, "Welcome, your room is prepared for you." The reason the room would have been prepared is because I made plans. And as we spend time today thinking about a kingdom prepared since the creation of the world, you need to hear that in the context of that entire Matthew 25 story. That kingdom was prepared for those who even unknowingly made plans by their actions, by their obedience to the king, by the desire to serve him, by their willingness to live under his terms. You see, this kingdom has been prepared. And for me, it's an encouraging thing as we grow and learn and serve together, is that our service doesn't earn us a spot in the kingdom, but it ought to confirm in our mind and our heart that our room has been made ready. We're living in relationship with the King. We're serving Him as we serve the ones that we in culture might consider the least. And there are many, many categories that can fit. I've said this before, and I'll repeat it as long as I have opportunity. For me, that begins with the babies that are being murdered even before they have a chance to be born. The least, the ones without a voice, the ones that cannot speak up for themselves. And they're not the only ones. They're the ones with the least voice. There are many other groups of people that whose voices have been marginalized. They may still have a voice, literally, where these babies don't. And I think that's why, part of why I think it's so important, that issue, is because they are the one group that literally has no voice of their own. And while there are others that are not being heard, these babies need a voice that speaks on their behalf. And it's the actions that we do about caring for the least of these. It's part of that drive behind the We Care Relief Ministry, part of Impact Prayer Ministry. To provide diapers and baby wipes to disaster areas. To help care for these little ones that have been born. To pray and serve and champion the cause of not killing babies, then the next question ought to come, what's next? It's caring for them. And so to be able to take basic supplies to provide for those that have lost so much is something that I've been called to. The need was so obvious that I feel it would have been disobedience to have ignored it. And so many have helped me with that, have partnered with Impact Prayer Ministry to take that message of hope and love in a tangible way. But that doesn't mean that you have to do that. But you ought to be doing something for somebody. That's what kingdom citizens do. That's what being a part of this better kingdom entails. Well, we like the idea of being set free from our sin, of having a kingdom prepared for us. But somehow we often forget that living as a citizen of whatever country, whatever kingdom we claim, carries both rights and privileges and responsibilities. And in this kingdom prepared for us since creation, the king says, you have to care for one another. And you really have to look out for those who are considered the least. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to consider how your relationship with Jesus produces actions that help to confirm this prepared kingdom. That in a sense, sends out that notification. Your room is ready. We're waiting for your arrival. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God who loves us, who has prepared a place, a kingdom for us as we live in Christ. And Father, as we have checked in with you and you have prepared this kingdom for us that has been prepared since creation, may the actions that we are involved in every day be confirmation that that room is ready for us. May our love for one another, may our care for one another, may the burdens that we carry for our brothers and sisters all point to a relationship with Jesus, because that's where it comes from. That confirms that this kingdom is indeed ready and prepared for all who would enter. And Father, as we prepare to enter, as we present our credentials, may we realize that the only credential that counts is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Father, as we base in our trust in that prepared kingdom and our relationship with Jesus, may we constantly be aware and a growing awareness of how He would have us to live, how He would have us to treat, how He would have us to speak for those that are not being heard. Father, in my heart, it's praying and serving and caring for those that literally have no voice. And then showing the value that they have when they do have a voice. So Father, for each person listening today, I pray that you would help them to seek you into how they can serve others. Whoever it is that you put in their heart, their mind, that you bring across their path, may their actions towards that person, towards that group of people, towards those that are overlooked, confirm in their mind, in their heart, in their spirit that there indeed has been a kingdom prepared for them since the foundations of the world were laid. And Father, as we serve others, may we be very aware of this kingdom that is prepared not just for us, but for all who would choose to enter through Jesus. And may we make that known by our words, by our actions, by the way we love. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would convey to them the importance of being ready, the importance of being found in Christ, the joy of having a kingdom that has been prepared, that is ready. Father, as we live life, may we look forward to that day when we are welcomed into that kingdom. And as we recognize the kingdom that we live in, even as we journey here on earth, may we have a greater understanding of what it looks like to live as as a citizen of that kingdom right now, even before we arrive in your presence fully, may we recognize the preparation that has been done so that we can live as a kingdom citizen today. Father, may we be faithful in lifting up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.